The first reading this morning comes from the second from 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 through chapter 4 verse 5. It can be found on page 213 of the New Testament, located at the back portion of your pew Bible. But as for you, continuing what you have learned and firmly believed, knowing what from whom you have learned it, and how from childhood you have known the sacred writings that are able to instruct you for the salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is useful for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, so that everyone who belongs to God may be proficient, equipped for every good work. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I solemnly urge you, proclaim the message. Be persistent whether the time is favorable or unfavorable. Convince, rebuke, and encourage with the utmost patience in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not put up with sound doctrine, but having itching ears will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own desires, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander away to myths. As for you, always be sober, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, carry out your ministry fully. The second reading comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 18, verses 1 through 8. It can be found on page 81 of the New Testament, located at the back portion of your pew Bible. Then Jesus told them a parable about their need to pray always and not to lose heart. He said, "In a certain city there was a judge who neither feared God nor had respect for people. In that city there was a widow who kept coming to him and saying, 'Grant me justice against my opponent.' For a while he refused, but later he said to himself, 'Though I have no fear of God and no respect for anyone, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I will grant her justice so that she may not wear me out by continually coming.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God grant justice to his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? Will he delay long in helping them? I tell you, he will quickly grant justice to them. And yet, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth?"
Our reading from the Hebrew Scriptures comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 32, starting with the 22nd verse. You may find it on page 30 of the Hebrew Scriptures. "The same night he," Jacob, "got up, took his two wives, his two maids, and his 11 children, and crossed the ford of the Jabbok. He took them, sent them across the stream, likewise everything that he had. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him until daybreak. And when the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he struck him on the hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint as he wrestled with him. Then he said, 'Let me go, for the day is breaking.' But Jacob said, 'I will not let you go unless you bless me.' So he said to him, 'What is your name?' And he said, 'Jacob.' Then the man said, 'You shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, for you have striven with God and with humans and have prevailed.' And then Jacob asked him, 'Please tell me your name.' But he said, 'Why is it that you ask me my name?' And then he blessed him. So Jacob called the place Peniel, saying, 'For I have seen God face to face, and yet my life is preserved.' The sun rose upon him as he passed Peniel, limping because of his hip." Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.